Welcome to Off the Shelf, Festival of Words. In this episode, part of our Ideas Alive series, Dr. Stefan Cantore from the University of Sheffield explores what behaviours leaders of the health and care system in Sheffield will need to develop in order to make integrated planning and delivery of healthcare a success. Stefan, can you tell us what you do and what is your background?
I'm Dr. Stefan Cantore. I work as a senior university teacher at Sheffield University Management School. And there I focus on supporting the learning of managers and leaders who are already at work and come to us to undertake programmes of study combined with their practice, which help them develop their skills and knowledge. I have a background also in healthcare. I worked for the NHS for 23 years, and for part of that time I was chief executive of a hospital. My passion for healthcare has continued, and during the last 20 years, I've been deeply involved in leadership development and learning for those working in healthcare, whether they be in clinical roles or in non-clinical managerial roles.
Why should we be interested in your work, Stefan?
I think how and what the NHS provides us in terms of healthcare is important to everyone in Sheffield. The health needs of the pandemic really have underlined this. The provision of high-quality care for those dealing with COVID, as well as the amazing deployment of staff to deliver what I think is an unparalleled rapid vaccination programme, are just two great recent examples of the importance of healthcare to everyone in Sheffield. Whilst my work is not in training people to undertake specific clinical tasks, I am focused on how people work together in teams and collaborate to ensure that the right clinical skills are available for the population, for the patients, at the right time in the right place. This is really a crucial aspect of healthcare that is often overlooked until there is a breakdown. And then in those circumstances, it's often managers and leaders that have been blamed, and I think sometimes quite rightly, for their ineptness. A good recent example in modern times is the Mid-Staffordshire Hospital scandal between 2005 and 2009. And this was reported on following a detailed inquiry led by Sir Robert Francis, who published his report in 2013. He made 290 recommendations, and many of them focused on the need for stronger healthcare leadership. Subsequently, much time and effort and resource has been put in nationally and locally here in Sheffield into developing a competent cadre of leaders.
So what is happening with healthcare leadership in Sheffield?
How the NHS is actually led and coordinated is a mystery, I think, for many Sheffield people. People are aware that there are a whole range of services, including GP surgeries, hospitals, specialist hospitals, walk-in and mental health services. They may be aware that these services are run by different organisations, sometimes covering quite varied geographical patches across the area. The logos and the branding on the doors of these healthcare services look quite similar, and often I think people assume that really they're just one big organisation called the NHS. The reality is quite different. Local health and care systems like Sheffield are made up of a whole range of independent organisations, each with their own strategies, targets and leadership boards. Historically, NHS leaders in Sheffield, and indeed across the UK, have been trained to focus on how to make their own individual organisations succeed. The result can be very fragmented approaches to designing healthcare that fits together well. After all, people with differing health and care needs never fit into neat organisational boxes. And often this has meant disjointed care, with gaps appearing for those who are most vulnerable. In February 2021, Matt Hancock, who was then Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, announced that the NHS is going to be reorganised into Integrated Care Systems, or ICSs. As the name suggests, the idea is that leaders and clinicians from across the organisations will work together for the benefit of patients. But working together creates new mindset and behaviour challenges for a generation of leaders who have been mainly taught how to put the success of their organisation first. A new ICS covering Sheffield, South Yorkshire and Bassetlaw is being formed at the moment. NHS organisations say they are now working together to establish ways of working throughout the transition year, which is 2021 to 2022. And this includes developing and agreeing a healthcare compact, as they call it, and terms of reference for the new health and care partnership. And this partnership, they say, brings together the NHS, local government and other partners, and will support integration and help them develop a plan to address the system's health, public health and social needs as well. But is the ICS an organisation or a legal entity? Like other integrated care systems, ICSs in the country, they expect by April 2022, that's next year, to be working within a new legal framework, which is subject to the current legislative process. Until this time, each partner within the ICS is accountable to the public through its own statutory arrangements. But all say they're committed as a collective to be open and transparent in their work. Organisations in the ICS are agreeing to take shared responsibility for how they use their collective resources to improve quality of care and health outcomes for Sheffield.
How will these new partnership arrangements make a difference to patient care?
My research indicates that any partnership, like the new ICSs, will only bring forward benefits if the leaders are equipped with the necessary mindsets, skills and behaviours to work effectively across a very complex system. I spent a year recently working with a very complex NHS clinical service that delivered care to patients recovering from head injury. These patients and their families came from across the UK, and so the unit leaders needed to work well across the many boundaries they experienced in what is a very complex system to ensure that people could safely return to their homes following extended rehabilitation after life-changing injuries. What I observed through my action research was that successful leaders adopted a range of behaviours that helped them negotiate the complexity, including purposing, empathising, conversing, leading for learning, influencing, role shaping, culturing, storying, languaging, and reflecting. Using these approaches, these behaviours, these ways of thinking, leaders responded to patient and carer needs in a much more effective manner, enabling people with life-changing injuries to make transitions and also to feel empowered themselves to negotiate complex systems.
Can you outline what some of these behaviours look like in practice?
The practice of purposing is the intentional asking of questions that help open people up in systems to shared inquiry. And what do I mean by that? Because often we're used to the use of the word purpose, and those in management will often talk about what's the purpose of this organisation, what's the purpose of this service. But purposing is encouraging the constant active reflection on why systems have formed themselves to be systems. In other words, why do organisations need to relate together and learn with each other as to how to provide good quality care? So continuing to reflect and ask the question about purpose is an important aspect of leadership behaviour for those working in complex systems. Through conversations with others, individuals together begin to construct a social reality, a way of living and acting. No such reality exists outside the interactions that take place between people. And we can see in organisational and system life representations of such reality. For example, written reports, websites, blogs, and also other organisational symbols like logos. These, though, flow out of human conversation. Through the mediation of technology, they can stimulate new conversations through posing new questions and looking at challenges in fresh ways. But it is the human interaction that shapes what develops, and leaders in complex systems need to be competent in enabling people to have great conversations. When leaders talk about culture in their organisations, they're highlighting an aspect of organisational life that they perceive to be very stable. So stable that it seems almost impossible to shift it. Culture is a code word for behaviours and attitudes that appear very difficult to change. Culturing offers one lens through which to both reflect on what is happening when people work across healthcare systems, and also a practice that enables managers and leaders to make individual and collective choices about how they behave and think in any shared endeavour. By becoming aware of these choices, managers become much more able to make new decisions and refresh the way they relate to each other in a range of emerging and complex contexts. The proposition is that culturing is an approach to working with a multi-organisational process that deliberately includes actively learning together about patterns of thinking, speaking, and behaving. If managers accept the idea that culture is constructed and reconstructed between and through interpersonal interactions, so they can then actively decide together to include a wider range of voices and perspectives in service development than they otherwise might consider. I've given three examples here of new behaviours that will help leaders become effective in complex systems. My research tells me that there are others, including empathising, leading people for learning, influencing, role-shaping, storying, languaging, and reflecting.
How are you and your colleagues in executive education at the Management School helping Sheffield NHS leaders develop these behaviours?
We're delivering master's and certificate programmes which bring together NHS leaders from across Sheffield to learn together. In this way, they gain a deeper understanding of the complex system of which they're a part. We're using the National Leadership Apprenticeship Standards to help people identify their development needs and find opportunities at work to develop them. This means that academics, managers, and the leaders themselves meet three times a year to focus their development on system behaviours. We focus in our teaching on reflection, reflexivity, and critical thinking skills. In this way, participants not only build their capacity to reflect on what's happening in a complex system, but from feedback we find that it also changes how they understand their relationships with friends and family. Participants in our programs undertake experiential learning activities to both illustrate the theory of complexity but also what it feels like to explore a complex system. One way we do this is to encourage them to spend an hour or so exploring parts of Sheffield city centre that they've never encountered before, and to begin to see the city in a fresh way, just as they need to see a complex system of health and social care organisations in a fresh way. Also in our programmes, we use external speakers from the NHS, from social care, and from industry to help give fresh perspectives on what it's like to lead a whole system. And many of the projects for assignments are focused on system challenges, of those ways of working around patient care that can be improved if organisations and their leaders collaborate more effectively together. The work we're doing at the Management School certainly augments national NHS work, but we're also really focusing locally on developing a new generation of leaders for Sheffield's NHS.
Thank you for listening. We'll be publishing content throughout the festival. For more information, visit www.offtheshelf.org.uk. Find us on Twitter at OTS Festival and at facebook.com/offtheshelf.